Les había mencionado al inicio que tengo una invitada especial. Va a ser fabuloso poder conversar con ella. Y me refiero a la doctora Yves Salomón Fernández. Ella es la presidenta de Greenfield Community College en Greenfield. Vamos a conversar con ella un poquito en inglés y en español. ¿Qué les parece? Buena idea, ¿verdad? Claro que sí. Yves, buenas noches y bienvenida a Tertulia. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias. Buenas noches. Gracias. Es un placer estar contigo aquí, Raquel.
Muy bien. Y el placer es mío y sé que tienes bastante información para compartir con nuestros oyentes. Háblame un poquito de ti. ¿Qué te parece para poder conocerte mejor?
Sí. Yo soy de Haití. Yo vine aquí en ese país cuando tenía los 12 años y vivimos en Boston por un poquito de tiempo, pues por 12 años, y después nos mudamos a Maynard, Massachusetts. Y yo tengo un marido, estoy casada, no cansada hoy.
Cansada, also probably.
Sí, fue una semana bien larga para nosotros porque tuvimos mi inauguración y también tuvimos la graduación y después un pinning ceremony para las enfermeras. Y
bastante actividad entonces.
Sí, muchísimo. Sí.
Y entonces, ese español que hablas tan bueno, ¿cómo así?
Oh, gracias. Yo aprendí a hablar español aquí en ese país.
No me digas.
Sí, yo en Haití hablamos francés y creol. Ajá. Y aprendí a hablar español y inglés a la misma vez. Y pasé un poquito de tiempo viviendo en México. Ajá. Yo estaba allá como observadora electoral cuando ganó Vicente Fox.
Ah, sí, sí.
En los años 2000. Y también escribí mi tesis en México también sobre la política mexicana.
¿Y tu tesis fue en inglés o en español?
En inglés. Pero mis entrevistas y todo fue en español.
Oh, wow. ¿Qué mujer tan valiente para hacer todo eso? Qué bueno, te felicito.
Yo era joven.
Cuando estamos jóvenes, mira, nadie nos vence, ¿verdad? Somos invencibles.
Exacto.
Qué gusto tenerte aquí, Yves. Y ¿qué te parece si hacemos la conversación también en inglés para que nuestros radioescuchas comprendan?
Bien.
I think we're going to switch to English so that way we don't have to be translating and everybody will be able to understand. And your Spanish is just great, so I like the way you speak. It's so clear, you know. You enunciate all the words very great, very nice. So tell me, Yves, why did you choose to be president of Greenfield Community College?
Well, you know, it was not hard to fall in love with Greenfield Community College, so I am very humbled and very honored that they chose me because they had a very good slate of highly qualified candidates. But for me, it was really the commitment to social justice, the commitment to environmental justice, sustainability, and it's a college that had been very well led and managed and stewarded under the leadership of Dr. Bob Pura. So to have this opportunity really fell from the sky, and to also have the opportunity to bring my family back to Massachusetts was a gift that I was not looking for. So I was really delighted, and the faculty and the staff, the educators on that campus are just phenomenal, and the community itself, being part of Franklin and Hampshire counties, which we serve, has just been an honor and a great opportunity for me to live my values in ways that are very consistent with what my family and I hold dear and cherish, and to do it along with awesome people. I couldn't have asked for better.
And you just mentioned that you moved here with your family. Does that mean that you have children also?
Yes.
Do they speak Spanish?
Yes, they do. Yes,
oh,
they
my
do.
Goodness. Yay.
Yes, I have two children. They both speak Spanish fluently. They write in Spanish, and they also understand Creole, and my son understands French.
Oh,
so, yeah.
That is great. That's awesome. Now, you were telling me about your experience in Mexico, where you were observing the electoral process.
Yes.
Now, that brings to mind a question. Does your college, does Greenfield Community College, have any programs to study abroad? I thought I heard something about that.
Yes, yes, indeed. We do have study abroad programs, and we have students who study in Guatemala, they study in Ecuador, they study in Peru, and you can be in any program virtually in the at the college and study anywhere. For us, it's really important, not just from the language acquisition perspective, but also from an experiential learning perspective too, because we think it's important that students, whether you're studying nursing or global warming or art or agriculture, it's important to have a global context. It's important to have that level of cultural dexterity, especially as our country is becoming more diverse. And also, we live in an increasingly globalized society. So it's really important that students have those skills and to also open their horizons so that they can experience the different social realities outside of the borders of the United States. So, you know, we make all this fuss about borders, but really, when you look at the world and where people are able to work transnationally and with folks they've never met, it's even more important if you'll never see the person to understand their culture. So for us, that's important, and also giving our students the opportunity beyond the practicality of learning another language to continue to develop their multiple intelligences. Those are things that we really value at Greenfield Community College.
Very good. That must be an eye-opener for many of your students.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine such a great experience. And I wanted to ask you something. You mentioned many different types of studies regarding professions. You mentioned nursing. Mm-hmm. How is that done abroad?
That's a great question. Actually, it's one of the study abroad experiences that I was first exposed to. We have students who go to Guatemala. They've also gone to Haiti and elsewhere within the country to not only learn the cultural aspect of better serving others in the U.S., but also to learn about herbal medicines, to learn about different cultures, looking at the Guatemalan culture and also some of the other subcultures within the Guatemalan, especially the isolated areas, to learn about those. And they also do service learning. So they are learning the language, they are learning about medicinal practices, they are learning how to serve other populations. And also at the same time, our students have gone out there and helped to build hospitals and schools and contribute in whatever ways that they can in a very immersive type of environment and experience, and they go with their faculty and learn alongside other doctors and nurses and non-traditional Aboriginal sort of communities also.
You know what, when you were mentioning about the students immersing in these different cultures, especially in this case with nursing, it brought to my mind memories of the way that in my country, Peru, medicine, actually, it's not called medicine, of course, but ways that people take care of patients. I don't know if you're familiar, if you have heard of hueseros.
Sí. Yes, I'm from Haiti. We have them too.
You do?
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think every culture does. You know, every non-Western culture, or at least non-American, I guess we are still in the Western Hemisphere, but we've had students who studied in New Zealand, in Australia, and elsewhere in the world who have these experiences. And for them, it's not a regular doctor, and people may not have access to medical care and traditional medicine as we see it. And it's a mix of your history of learnings and different herbs and medicines that have been passed down through traditions, and part of it is also a little bit of the local lore. So those things are really important. Mm. And cultural dexterity.
Exactly.
You learn to respect that.
Yes. That's awesome. This program of studying abroad is so interesting. My guest tonight is Dr. Yves Salomon Fernandez, president of Greenfield Community College in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Staying on this field of study abroad, also my curiosity is piqued regarding agriculture. Did you mention that they
do?
How does that work?
Yes. So we have a couple of really great programs. We have our food and farm systems program, and we also have a sustainable agriculture and green energy program. And what I would like to say about the study abroad, you seem very interested in that, is that students can go as part of an organized trip, and they can also design their own experiences. And for us, it's something that we really value, because we think today's students are very clear about what kind of world they want to live in and what kind of skills they want to get. They may not know what profession they want. They may not know if they want to go to college immediately, but we give them the flexibility to design their own studies. So to be able to do that in whatever way or fashion that suits them and make the arrangements for them, I think is really important, whether or not they are following a program of study. So it's a legacy that the college has had for a while, mm-hmm. and I value, embrace that, and want to extend that in ways that we have not before.
Mm-hmm. And how long do they stay in the foreign country?
You can stay for as long as you want. So we have some students who do a two-week program, who might do a month-long program or an entire semester-long program, which is 15 to 16 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. That is awesome. That is great. And you have so many different fields in which they can go and study and work.
Exactly. And our faculty work with them to design the experience and identify what are the learning outcomes that students want to achieve, because it has to be a program that in the end you're assessed, you're evaluated in all the proper ways. It's not just, let me go backpack in wherever and then come back and get college credits. Doesn't quite work like that. But it's a valuable cultural experience and part of the learning process that we value.
Mm. Eve, what is your vision for Greenfield Community College?
That's a big question. Yeah, so I would say, there is having a vision for the college. Part of it is my vision, and part of it is also the community's vision, the internal college community's aspiration for itself, and also the external community. So we serve students in both Franklin County and Hampshire County, and we're actually about to embark in our strategic planning process, which will give us a bigger sense of what the community wants for itself. But I can tell you, in the nearly 10 months that I've been at Greenfield Community College, there are things that I see as already strategic assets and advantages for the college, and their legacies and deep knowledge and experience that we have, and successes that we've had, that I would very much like to see us build upon. I would say, in terms of my own vision, the biggest thing for me is cultivating the next generation, the current and next generation of leaders and citizens. The world that we live in is affording us a tremendous amount of opportunities, number of opportunities, as well as giving us some challenges to respond to. So we have climate change being one of them. We have gender parity being one of them. We have growing income inequality, even in our own counties, in Franklin County, and even more in Hampshire County. And we also have the demographic change that we're going through as counties and as the country. And we have issues of racial discord in our country. And we have, we're just seeing over the last few weeks an attack on women's rights and women's reproductive rights. We still have people of different gender and sexual orientation not having the same rights. And we also have increasing higher educational marginalization and increasing student debt. So what we want to prepare students for in terms of my vision is to prepare students for leadership to help to tackle those big issues by being great, well-rounded citizens, as well as people who are deeply competent in their areas of expertise. So if you study business, if you study technology, if you study engineering, if you study sociology, art, agriculture, whatever it is that you're studying, that you have good, solid grasp of what you are learning, but also that you are becoming a great citizen who can help your local community tackle these complex issues. And I'll just say, we are a two-year college, so our students, they may go straight into the workforce, or they may transfer into a four-year school. We have, you know, local colleges, public and private, have been great partners. UMass is exceptional. Smith College, Mount Holyoke, Elms College, Westfield State, Amherst College, they've been really exceptional partners. And our students go anywhere. But we are very pleased for the majority of them who do stay here, because we know that we need their skills and talent to continue to advance the innovation economy and all the areas in which Western Mass is thriving. So it's exciting. So that's my vision, to have well-rounded, highly competent students who are good, who are great in their technical fields, but also great as citizens, able to lead. And also, with being a community college, we have a dual mission of not just individual advancement, but also community advancement in the forms of workforce and economic development. So working with our partners, working with our institutions, with the local leaders, with the businesses, with industry, with the chamber, etc., to continue to advance the community by not just investing in the human capital, but to also understand the local business needs, so that we may be a better partner advancing the economic vitality of the region.
That is a huge vision that you have, but that's wonderful. That's great. So many things to tackle. And as you said, you want some leaders
that can
really go on. Work at that.
Yeah, we do it collaboratively.
Very good, very good. Is there anything else that you would like to add that I have not brought up?
No, I mean, I think I want to express just a general gratitude to the community. I feel that, you know, I came here almost 10 months ago, and I took some time to get to know the community to get to know me. And overall, we are all rowing in the same direction. We have the same passion for local action and global impact. And it's great to be here and great to be part of this wonderful community. I feel very fortunate.
And I am so fortunate to have you as my guest. Thank you so, so much. It was really interesting. And thank you for bringing all this information about Greenfield Community College.
Aww.
Muchísimas gracias.
Y gracias a ti.
My guest tonight, el placer es mío. My guest tonight was Dr. Eve Salomón Fernández, president of Greenfield Community College in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Y ustedes están en sintonía de Tertulia.